Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Thank you for joining us. Today's text is taken from Nehemiah chapter 13, and we're reading verses 23 to 27.
Moreover, in those days I saw men of Judah who had married women from Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab. Half their children spoke the language of Ashdod, or the language of one of the other peoples, and did not know how to speak the language of Judah. I rebuked them and called curses down on them. I beat some of the men and pulled out their hair. I made them take an oath in God's name and said, "You are not to give your daughters in marriage to their sons, nor are you to take their daughters in marriage for your sons or for yourselves." Was it not because of marriages like these that Solomon, king of Israel, sinned? Among the many nations there was no king like him. He was loved by his God, and God made him king over all Israel, but even he was led into sin by foreign women. Must we hear now that you too are doing all this terrible wickedness and are being unfaithful to our God by marrying foreign women?
Our focus is on verse 26. But even he was led into sin. You'd have thought that Solomon, with all the blessings that God had given him, would have been committed to living God's way. But even he was led into sin. So often, however much we have, satisfaction seems to elude us, and we remain vulnerable to being led astray by our desire for more. Just like Solomon was. When the Lord blesses us, let's not keep it to ourselves, just for our enjoyment. God's blessing is for sharing. Whether it is money, time, possessions, skills, qualifications, or whatever, recognizing them as a gift from the Lord to be shared with others will help keep greed or selfish ambition at bay. One Christian philanthropist described himself as a water pipe. It, material blessing, goes in at one end and comes out at the other. His delight in sharing what the Lord had blessed him with is evident to all who meet him. So whatever we have, be it time, money, skills, etc., let's be a water pipe for the Holy Spirit today, rather than to be led into sin. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you have given to me. Please help me to use it to be a channel of your blessing to those that I meet today. In your name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.